Heavenly Father God, just lift up these men to you. We thank you for their willingness to be light in a very dark place. Thank you, Lord, that despite the persecution, they continue to get up each morning to put on the belt of truth and share with their local community just who you are, Lord, to give them that opportunity to believe in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we go to Vietnam. In Vietnam, we have Ninh. She saw her husband, Do An, become a Christian, and when she saw the change in her husband's life, just after a few weeks, she too gave her life to the Lord. Their family started attending church. Do An was very outspoken about the gospel. Every chance he got, he told people about the Lord. Then one day they received a letter from the communist government stating, "This religion is from the U.S. It is not Vietnamese. This is your first warning. If you continue to worship Jesus, you will be beat." Next, the government confiscated their land. So they had to move to an undeveloped area and clear land. And as soon as they cleared it, the government came and confiscated that property also. This is common for Christians in this area. Oftentimes they are evicted from their homes and villages. Do An and Ninh had to hire themselves out to be farm laborers to provide for their family. And everywhere Do An went, he continued to share the gospel. Then one day, April 19th, 2022, neighbors heard some yelling, a loud commotion. They heard a man's voice yelling, "We are beating you because you won't listen. We are going to take your faith from you." By the time help arrived, it was too late. Do An was beaten badly. And when Ninh returned home from work, she rushed him to the hospital. But that evening, he died. Once police heard that Do An was a Christian, they refused to investigate the murder. To make matters worse, Do An's parents had gifted their home as a wedding gift to them. And now they took it back from Do An. I'm sorry, they took it back from Ninh. They evicted her and her 5-year-old daughter, Mira. And then they took her 16-year-old son, Thai, to live with them. With nowhere else to go, Ninh and Mira ended up in a neighbor's empty pig pen. With the help of local Christians, Ninh fixed up the pig pen to make it livable. And Thai does visit often. The local church now has helped Ninh buy some land, and a home is being built for her. As you get back in your groups, pray that their home will be completed soon and the government will not confiscate it this time. That Thai will be able to move back home with his mom and sister. And that Ninh's dream of using her home for church once again, just as she and Do An had used, would come to fruition.